when I was about 16 or 17, and I go to Singapore to join a overseas trip. I don't really remember whether it is a band competition or another trip for exchange program, any exchange program. But I really enjoyed the trip, and I have learned a lot of English there. You know that a lot of Singapore people there speak English as their mother language, mother tongue. So in order to make some good friends there, I have to really use English to chat with them. And in this experience, I really see, really know that the how important is English as a universal language. And so I go around Singapore, and I there is all English around Singapore. So I have to, I cannot escape English, and I have to read it, write it, speak it. So this is the greatest memorable English experience.
Okay. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
For the reading experience, and I think that when I'm in junior form, maybe form two or form three, I used to read a lot of storybook, English storybook, and I found out one of the series of the English book is very fascinating. It is the Chronicles of Narnia. It is a series of a story. It contains seven books, and I was hooked on it, and I am very interested in it. So I read and read. I cannot imagine when I started, and I cannot imagine I can finish all seven books, but. Because I think that if you love what you are doing, then it can be the greatest experience. Whether the experience is really creative or innovative, if you love it, then it becomes the greatest experience and the most memorable experience.
And then why do you choose to read that book at that time?
You know that in Hong Kong, junior form students do not have much homework to do, and sometimes I go to the library when I have free time. I go to the library, then I watch the movie in around primary five, maybe 12 years old. I watched the movie, The Chronicles of Narnia. So, yeah, that's gets my attention.